This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. We will be going around the NFC South, checking in on all the teams in the Saints division, starting off with the Atlanta Falcons first off, and helping us out, D. Orlando Ledbetter and Learnold Journal Constitution Falcons beat writer joining us now. D, always appreciate the time. How you been doing, man?
Hey, been doing pretty good. Pretty busy last couple of days, but hey, that's the fun part of off season.
Yeah, the off season's still cranking out, and like you said, everyone's still up those sleepless nights, it seems, especially with free agency. All kinds of news has been breaking at all kinds of hours. Looking at the Falcons right now, still a question, I feel like, with the quarterback situation. We know they want to have Michael Penix as the starter for next season, but will Kirk Cousins still be around to be the backup? He's still on the roster right now. Is that going to remain the case?
No, it's not. It's just a matter of when they're going to do it, how long they got to bluff, as him as being the backup quarterback, or do they pay the $10 million, keep him for some more weeks, and try to drive up the price on Cleveland or somebody that might be interested. But they could just cut him and move on. But that would happen before this Monday. But they said, no, he's our backup quarterback. We already paid the money. We need the service.
Yeah, just curious, like, what will Cousins' reaction be to being the backup? I guess if he's getting paid, he's not going to mind what happens?
No, he wants out. He reportedly met with the owner last Wednesday before he went to the White House to meet with the president. And so he told him that he would like to go to a team that where he could start. But the Falcons' position is, hey, we paid you $90 million. We're going to, ask you to stay here and be our backup quarterback. As we go through this first year with the rookie, and next year you might be free to go, but that's a awkward position. Coach Tomlin says, you don't want hostages, you want volunteers. and they're trying to make him a hostage, it looks like.
Looking at what the Falcons have been doing so far in free agency, I guess for you, what's been the most significant additions and maybe some of the subtractions that have left?
Yeah, biggest addition has been Leonard Floyd, 65.5, 68, 32. But, hey, the Falcons haven't had a pass rusher in quite a while. Pretty big ass. Keeping Jake Matthews was big. They kept Mike Hughes. The biggest losses were, of course, Grady Jarrett, 2-time Pro Bowler, and then the center, Drew Dahlman, both going to the Bears. So, the Falcons are losing some, and keeping some of the main people that they want to hold on to.
What's been the whole vibe around the GM over there with Terry Fontenot and his, quest to build this team into that playoff contender? They've been close, but so far, missing out for the Atlanta Falcons, and just curious of what the, I guess, tenure for Terry Fontenot can be. Is he on a short lease going into this year?
Probably, you know, because the drafts haven't been that good. Today, when Richie Grant signed with the 49ers, that left him only one player from that nine-member class, his first draft class, Kyle Pitts is the only one left.
Right.
And, you know, they've been real frank about him being real inconsistent. So, the drafts haven't been up to par. The three agent signings have, you know, Caden Ellis, David Oyemata, just to name a few, Jesse Bates. So you know, and that was kind of what we thought. He was a pro personnel guy. And, you know, now they got some new people in the college department. Maybe that'll help them with the drafts and so forth. So, but the big thing is, hey, if he's got one of my guys in at the combine said, hey, if he's got the quarterback, he's going to be great for a while. So if Michael Penix can play and turn this thing around, Terry will be on super solid ground.
Looking at this Falcons roster, obviously things aren't set yet, as we know. We're just getting into free agency. But looking ahead to the NFL draft, what would you say are the biggest needs for this team going into the draft coming up soon?
Yeah, they got to go edge rusher, defensive tackle. You know, they could use another cornerback. They let their nickelback go. Definitely on the defensive side of the ball. And we saw where the Falcons did not even interview any offensive players. They're definitely thinking all defense here in this draft.
What were some of, I guess you would say, the pleasant surprises from this team last year that they're looking to build on going into this next season, trying to contend for that NFC South title? It seems like everybody is kind of in the same boat right now in this division.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Drake London was able to get 1,000 yards. Bijan Robinson, they were able to put more on his plate. Penix was able to play. And Darnell Mooney was quite a surprise at near 1,000 yards receiving last year, along with Ray McCloud. So you got offensive weapons. You saw them move the ball at times, but the defense kind of broke down over the course of the season. So, you know, certainly you got the offensive weaponry to maybe compete, but how they rebuild and reconfigure that defense is going to be key for the Atlanta Falcons.
D, definitely appreciate your time always. Thanks so much, and be talking to you soon as we get ready for the NFL draft coming up.
All right. Thank you so much. You all take care. Have a great evening.
Appreciate you,
Thanks
D.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.